Hurry Up and Meditate, your starter kit for inner peace and better health. Written by David Mickey and read by Nicholas Bell. The Science of Meditation. In recent years, technology has made it possible to monitor the impacts of mental activity. Measurable, observable, and repeatable studies conducted by many credible researchers from a wide range of highly respected universities and medical centres leave no room for doubt about the benefits of meditation. A summary of key studies is provided in chapters 2 and 3 of this book, because they provide the motivation needed to begin and sustain this profoundly life-enhancing practice. Once you've been meditating for a while, of course, you won't give two hoots about scientific studies, because you'll have direct first-hand experience of how good it feels to meditate, and how stressful it feels not to. Just as we don't need scientific research to persuade us that a long, cool drink is wonderful on a hot summer's afternoon, once we've experienced the benefits of meditation on a personal level, the clinical whys and wherefores no longer seem so relevant. Though in the beginning, they have an important part to play in getting us motivated and keeping us that way. If I were to summarise the scientific evidence in just a couple of paragraphs, it's probably fair to say that if meditation was available in capsule form, it would be the biggest selling drug of all time. Where else can you find a treatment regime which lowers blood pressure and heart rate, providing highly effective anti-stress therapy without any side effect whatsoever, which, in addition, not only improves immune function, leading to less chance of catching a cold or flu bug, but which also significantly decreases our likelihood of being struck by a life-threatening illness like cancer or heart disease, which improves neural coordination and over time actually changes the neuroplasticity of our brains, making us more efficient thinkers, which boosts production of DHEA, the only hormone known to decrease directly with age, thereby slowing the aging process, which can form a powerful part of any complementary treatment regime for cancer and other illnesses, a function so important I have devoted a whole chapter to this subject. And these are just some of the physical benefits. Turning to matters of the mind, scientists have shown that meditation heightens activity in the left prefrontal cortex of the brain, which is associated with happiness and relaxation, helping minimise use of all those antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs which our society consumes in such terrifying quantities. Meditation improves concentration and activates gamma waves, the state of consciousness in which higher-level thinking and insight occurs. It improves our awareness of everything around us, including other people's moods and feelings. It enhances our sense of zest, vitality, and joie de vivre.